Fairfax County School Board. Watch, mom tells story of son's suicide due to critical race theory, coronavirus isolation. By Brecken F. Tease on March 11, 2022. Of Fairfax County, Virginia, mom gave a heartbreaking speech in front of the school board Thursday night, telling the story of how her son committed suicide because he thought that all of the oppression was his fault. "My son Robert took his life because he thought that all of the oppression was his fault," Mother Cindy Walsh began. "No one wants you to stop teaching Black history, but please do not do it in a way that makes his life worth any less. My son was not responsible for everyone's problems," she continued, referencing a central theme of critical race theory that maintains white persons are inherently oppressive and minorities are inherently oppressed. "His success did not mean anyone else had to fail. His life mattered. He was important and valued. His emotional disability led him to the conclusion that any success he had, he did not deserve," Walsh said. "There were times he felt excluded because he had to use electives for speech therapy. His expressive language would be even worse while wearing a mask. You need to be inclusive to every student. Be inclusive to those who have special needs or not," she told the school board. "Be inclusive to those who are masked or unmasked, vaccinated or unvaccinated. Every race, every life, every student matters. Robert deserves more," Walsh concluded. Rest in peace. The powerful speech was met with applause from the audience and a silent school board. The school district has been at the forefront of pushing critical race theory indoctrination, gender theory, and draconian coronavirus policies. Despite the fact that public officials have known since early on in the pandemic that masks and lockdowns would be detrimental to the social development, education, and mental health of children, Fairfax County, like many other school districts in the country, pushed on, forcing children to stay home. Indeed, in the middle of 2020, the American Academy of Pediatrics urged school officials to open schools for in-person learning, warning of spiking depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation among children. Biden-appointed Surgeon General Vivek Murthy even pointed out that depression and anxiety symptoms for youth around the world had doubled during the pandemic and that clinical data also revealed that suspected suicide attempts were 51% higher for adolescent girls and 4% higher for adolescent boys compared to the same time period in early 2019. Pandemic-related measures made it harder to recognize signs of child abuse, mental health concerns, and other challenges children were facing given the reduced in-person interactions among children, friends, social supports, and professionals such as teachers and school counselors, Morty's study stated. Brecken F. Tease is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Tease.